Hello, everyone. I'm George Ballant. Well, this is about Doug Murray, someone I once held in the highest regard. As a schoolboy, he's a year ahead of me. He's multi-talented. He was at Eton as a music scholar. I'll never forget him playing the title role on stage in The Madness of King George. So he's very gifted. When I first met him, he said he was writing a biography of Bosie, as in Oscar Wilde's Lover. And I thought, yeah, right. He really was, and he got a major publishing house to publish it when he was only 18. So he's an extraordinary able person, very glib debater, and produced some very well-received books, and I've appreciated some of them, like his report on Bloody Sunday, and then his Madness of Crowds and things like that, his book on the Decline of the West, don't remember the actual title. But sadly, in the last few years, he's become the genius of genocide. And he's well known as being a Zionist shill going into bat for the Netanyahu administration. There's no atrocity that he disapproves of, so long as it's committed by Israelis. If the victims are Palestinians, it's all their fault. He's always victim blaming. And it's dispiriting and sickening to see someone so able, so intelligent, and up until now, so civilized, really. Turning his pen on the Palestinians. Now, words lead to actions, and he's got a platform. He's got many people who hold him in the highest regard. And yeah, he has been out there as an apologist for the most barbaric acts committed on an enormous scale. So what's the origins of this, saying that Israel is a democracy? Now, in some cases it is. But then again, it illegally occupies the West Bank. And the majority of people there are Palestinians, and they have no way to frame the laws under which they live. So the Israeli illegal immigrants there, don't call them settlers, they're allowed to vote in the Israeli elections. They're represented in the Knesset. Israelis abroad otherwise are not permitted to vote, but the Palestinians are not represented in the Knesset that governs them. And yes, as the Palestinian Authority, which has got almost no authority. The Israelis constantly committing armed robbery of Palestinian property and so on. So the Palestinians reduced to almost nothing. Constant bestial attacks on Palestinian civilians in the West Bank, them being murdered with impunity. The Israeli army and police doing nothing about it if they don't actually protect the perpetrators or even commit the crimes themselves. So really no access to justice. But Douglas Murray, he never speaks out about this frank racism, which is not to say Hamas and some of Israel's enemies are not bad. Some of them are vicious as well. Yes, that's true. So he can only ever see violence when it's committed against the side that he's taken. And he said the most staggering, revolting things. This is a direct quotation. Israel is not targeting civilians. Hamas is hiding behind them. Right. The idea that Israel is not targeting civilians is the most outrageous lie. It's absolutely blatant. You can show any videos. There's that very clear video of this woman in her 50s holding her grandchild's hand. And they're not that close to anybody else. She's waving a white flag. No evidence either of them armed. And they're both shot dead. You know, keep cutting people off from food and water and medicine. That's targeting civilians, isn't it? The willful murder of civilians has been proven irrefragably. You know, all these human rights organizations, all these aid agencies saying that's true. The United Nations, all these Israeli scholars of genocide, they're the world experts. And he has the nerve to say he's an expert on this. And, you know, there are people who hold him in high regard. And because of him, these actions are committed. Now, journalists are not allowed into Gaza. It's too dangerous, except, of course, for Douglas Murray, who goes in the Israeli army and the IDF. They show him whatever they want to show him. And then taking all his so-called evidence from one side, decides to believe it all uncritically. No healthy skepticism, no asking difficult questions. And these P-roller questions when he's granted an interview with the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. What's the next chapter in the Netanyahu story? Things like that. None of the difficult questions. Wow. It was a completely fawning, unctuous interview. It was just nauseating to behold. I mean, if you got to interview the leader of somebody who was committing genocide against a largely defenseless people, what question would you ask? And it goes on. So now Israel, even by Israel's own estimate, 98% of the people in Gaza are not in Hamas, 98%, and so on. So there's been grossly disproportionate use of force. They've been deliberately attacked almost every school and clinic and hospital and so on, refugee camps and so on. They've murdered over 200 Palestinian journalists. So there's no a collegial feeling for them. There's no professional courtesy for them, murdering all these aid workers, including British aid workers. Imagine if Hamas had murdered British aid workers. He'd be jumping up and down, hopping mad about it. I mean, so would I. Wow. So it's just nauseating as usual. Very tristful. What a declension for somebody who was once someone who was noble and spoke up for human rights. And he says that Israel's good on the gay issue. And that's true. Homosexuals have equality. There's gay marriage in Israel and so on. And obviously, a lot of Palestinians are prejudiced against gays. And that's true. None of which is excusatory of any of the barbarities visited upon the poor Palestinian people by the IDF. Saying Gaza is a terrorist enclave. Well, many people regard Hamas as a terrorist organization. The Islamic Resistance Movement, as it calls itself, designated as a terrorist organization by many governments. But this, you know, the term terrorist is sometimes misused. But is he suggesting that everybody there are terrorists? There's certainly terrorists in Israel, the IDF, and indeed groups outside the IDF, which deliberately target civilians all the time. Terrorism is terrorism, even if you're wearing a uniform whilst you do it. There's such a thing as state terrorism, which you might have heard of and so on. So he's obviously advocating for collective punishment. Another one, I don't think Israel needs to apologize for anything on October the 7th or after. Anything on October the 7th or after. So, you know, this conflict did not start on October the 7th, 2023. It's going on for almost a century prior to that. There were attacks on Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Holy of Holies, leading up to this. There were constant attacks on people in the West Bank. And whilst this war in Gaza has been going on, or massacre, should I call it, over 200 Palestinian children murdered in the West Bank by Israelis, over 200 children, besides many adults. I know it's true that some Israelis have been murdered in the West Bank too, which I also deprecate. But the violence is hugely, hugely one-sided. And so it goes on. So the illegal occupation of West Bank, don't need to apologize for that. Stealing even more Palestinian soil in the West Bank, don't need to apologize for that. The torture of Palestinians, the kidnap of Palestinians, the willful murder of civilians all the time, don't need to apologize for all of that. The unprovoked attacks on Iran and other countries, the continued illegal occupation of Lebanon, of Syria, taking even more of Syrian land. Syria doesn't really even have an air force, and, you know, all these air raids into Syria. Wow. It's staggering. Couldn't possibly be more myopic. He said the Palestinians have never missed an opportunity to miss an opportunity. So Abba Eban is Israel's foreign minister of the 70s. He's the one who came out with that bomb. Well, but they've been offered terrible deals. And some of the deals have not even been that bad, but offered a smaller amount of their land and no right of return, no assessment for the stolen property. They've turned them down. Israel's also turned down generous offers from Palestinians. So is it their fault the conflict's going on? Okay. Says that media is obsessed with dead Palestinians, but ignores the evil of Hamas. Okay, we hear an awful lot about the Israelis killed on the 7th of October, what, 1,200 of them. And yes, that's terrible. And many of them were civilians who were willfully murdered. But then you have to look at how many Palestinians have been murdered in terms of Palestinian civilians. It's at least 100 times more. 100 times more. We can go back to 2009 and it was the same scale. That's the exchange rate. One Israeli life is worth 100 Palestinian lives. So they're just so dehumanized by Zionist media. Not everyone in the Western media is Zionist. There are people who are neutral, the people who are anti-Zionist. And okay, let Zionists say their piece. Fine. I mean, I'm not an anti-Zionist. I accept Israel's existence. I don't want it to cease to exist. I just want Palestine to be secure within her own borders. Okay, Western progressives are morally complicit in Hamas's terror. Well, I mean, it's not pro-terrorist to denounce terrorism, is it? It's not a crime to report a crime. It's not pro-terrorist to state the plain truth that Israel's use of force against civilians has reached the level of state terrorism, that their most appalling injustices are inflicted upon the Palestinian people. And unsurprisingly, the Palestinians are trying to stop that. And this is where he's actually directly incited genocide. Gaza should be flattened like Mosul. Okay, Gaza should be flattened like Mosul. So Mosul in Iraq fighting against ISIS Okay, so there was fighting in ISIS, and the thousands of people were killed. Some of them were civilians, and so on. Gaza, he wants an even greater level of destruction in Gaza, where there's almost nobody in Hamas left. There's almost no fighting, as I said, many days. No Israeli soldiers are killed or wounded at all in Gaza. I don't want anyone to be killed or wounded, but it's not fighting. It's just like completely one-sided. They're just treating it as a Palestinian as though they're not even human. So it is so tristeful. It is so heartbreaking. The cruelty, the evil, the just unbearable suffering every single day. I'm just so lucky to live in peace. And so it goes on. So this is all this incendiary rhetoric, all the double standards he's using, saying that Israel has absolutely carte blanche to use an unlimited level of violence against Palestinians, and the terrible cruelty the Palestinians have suffered, that doesn't count. That they're just so not even human. Anyone who speaks up for international law is pro-terrorist. You're whatever. You're anti-Semitic if you say we must observe humanitarian law. It's completely false and sick. And he knows it. He's not thick. He doesn't have that excuse. And of course, he's been richly rewarded for his genocidaire advocacy, loaded with honors by the Israeli government, gets unique access like that. I mean, imagine if a journalist only went in with Hamas and only saw what they wanted to say. Would Douglas Murray say that that was a fair and balanced view? No, he wouldn't, saying, but you're comparing the IDF to Hamas. Well, I am actually, because they both deliberately targeted civilians. All right. Anyway, thank you very much for watching my channel. And no, I don't approve of what Hamas did. It's very, very bad. Clearly, there is no use of force, which is going to be a solution for the Palestinians. I would like justice. Okay, a viable Palestinian state. Where the borders are going to be, I don't know. I don't know what that looks like, but I do know that genocide is not a solution.